Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hiya, folks! Welcome back to another episode of the Bob and Wonder Show! So glad you could join us again for another episode! Who knows what antics are going to get up to today? I feel like I should know what today's plans are! Bobby definitely told me! Was it to join a marching band? No, that's not it. Oh, maybe to finish a jigsaw puzzle? Well, that can't be it. I don't do jigsaw puzzles no more. Well, I guess I'm not being a very good host today. Well, let's just go ask Bobby what the plan is. That's probably the easiest way to find out just what is going on around here. Bobby, I say...
Hey, Bobby!
Grabsack, you just made me spill my flizzing whiz ball.
Was I shouting that loud? Sorry about that, Bobby. I was just, you know, curious about what the plan was for the day. Our listeners are getting antsy.
Plan for the day? You think I make any sort of plans?
If you don't make the plans, and I don't make the plans, then who does?
Well, we ought to do something today. It sure is crisp outside.
You're right. There is a certain sharpness to the air. Wait a loopin' leapin' minute. The crispness in the air can only mean one thing.
What's that?
Why, today must be Pflugerville's Great Watermelon Carving Contest!
Oh, is it really? How could you know that from just a crispness in the air?
I'm right indeedy. The watermelons have been brought out. They're in the town square. Can't you sense the change in the air?
No.
Ah, must be another one of my special talents. Sniffing watermelons in the air. Interesting you don't have that considering you're an alien superhero boy and all.
I may be an alien superhero boy with blue hair. Can't forget that part. But I don't have all the superpowers in the universe. Guess I'm lucky to have you as a sidekick so that we don't miss Pflugerville's Great Watermelon Carving Contest. Come on, I'll fly us over.
We can walk. The town square's not that far. I'm never ready.
Wow, quite a big crowd today. I'll fly us in gently.
You know what? You didn't. Gotta hand it to you. That was a...
Okay, I'm just flattened like a pancake.
Anyone see my watermelon roll by? Oh, hi. I remember you two. You're looking a little flat.
You think?
Ronald, is it? Banana Stand Lady's assistant?
He's actually my ex-assistant. After he lost my special recipe and basically let Mighty Mila unravel my entire banana castle, I had to let him go.
It's true. I'm not too cut out for being an assistant, but I do love me some watermelon carving.
Are you two participating in the Great Watermelon Carving Contest?
I sure am. I participate every year. I actually won 5 years ago, but for some reason the judge hasn't picked my design since.
Let me guess. Is your carving going to be of a banana?
What? No. How dare you? How did he know?
Much better. Whew. Speaking of bananas, bring any fried bananas with you, Banana Stand Lady?
Of course I did. Here, my number one customer can have one on the house, and none for Ronald.
I love bananas!
Hello, all. This is your mayor speaking. The mayor of Pflugerville. I'm sure you all voted for me. If you didn't, get out of town. I'm kidding. But please do go.
I sure as heck didn't. Shh.
Anywho, the Great Watermelon Carving Contest is about to begin. All potential contestants, please gather in the front of the gazebo now.
Oh, look! There's Lucy Wow, Kapow, and Lenore! Ha!
Grabstack! Mommy Wonder! So glad you both came today!
Watermelon is my favorite pink fruit! I thought it was grain!
Grassy outside, happiness inside.
You're right, it's both!
You know what you're gonna carve into your watermelon this year, Lucy?
I do, but it's a secret! What about you two?
I'm not really sure. I'm going to let inspiration hit when the time comes.
I have such an elaborate plan for my watermelon, but I don't even dare to have the time to explain it to all of you.
I'm sure it won't be very good.
Mighty Mila, Robozuki, what are you doing here?
What do you think I'm doing here? I'm here to participate in the Great Watermelon Carving Contest. Duh. That's right, Robozuki is too.
Excuse me. To the folks right at the front of the gazebo, I'm trying to read the rules and everything for this competition, but your shouting is drowning me out.
Get lost, Mayor.
What a precocious little child you are. It's best you and your cute little robot friend not participate in this contest.
Excuse me?
You heard me, little girl. You and your robot friend are banned from competing.
But...
This is wonderful to watch!
That's not fair!
You should have thought about that before taking away the spotlight from Pflugerville's one and only mayor. Now, off you go. You too, Chirpy Robot.
Don't talk to Robozuki like that. This won't stand. I need ice cream right now.
Probably wasn't a good idea for the mayor to ban Mighty Mila from being able to participate in this contest.
I agree, Bobby Wonder. Now she's only going to be out for revenge. Who knows what she'll do now?
Can we get this carving contest started already? My hands are itching to tear this watermelon apart.
Yes, yes. Everyone, please grab your watermelons and gather at the official carving table. You will only be allowed to use the provided tools. No special inventions or superpowers. Looking at you, Bobby Wonder and Lucy Wow.
We understand, Mayor.
Great. Everyone will have 30 minutes to carve their design and place it inside the judging tent. Then I, the one and only mayor, will decide which great watermelon carving is best. Remember, I will be judging based on technique, creativity, and theme.
Oh boy, I can't wait for everyone to see my watermelon. It's gonna be so good.
Now, before we start, I will first tell the tale of the Great Watermelon and why it is so important to the town of Pflugerville and to me, personally. Back in the year 1983, a very...
Start!
Oh, fine. No one wants to hear my story, I suppose. I'll just go sit in the gazebo by myself. Being the mayor is a hard life.
My watermelon is extra juicy.
Mine's extra tasty.
Grab Sack, are you supposed to be eating your watermelon?
Someone's gotta.
Nutritious seeds for me.
Lenore, you're not supposed to eat watermelon seeds.
She'll be okay. I'll check on her after the contest.
I'm a banana genius, and no, I didn't carve just a banana. I'm taking mine into the judging tent.
I'm done, too.
Well, Ronald, that's the first time you've ever finished a task.
Fair point.
Are you almost done, Grabstack? You seem to be contemplating something.
I'm questioning everything.
What do you mean?
One wrong twist of the knife and my whole design comes crumbling down. Perhaps... I've done it! I'm an artiste!
Let's all go put our watermelons in the judging tent.
And then everyone join me over here for some banana watermelon smoothies.
Hey, did anyone feel that quick but unmistakable breeze just now?
I did. Maybe a storm's coming in?
Oh, there's a storm, all right. That came from the judging tent.
Hurry, let's go!
The watermelons, they're all gone.
Mighty Mila!
Someone stole all the watermelons, and now no one will be able to see my intricate, perfect watermelon carving. It's a shame, an injustice. We have to get those watermelons back, but first, I need to wash my hands. Watermelon juice is quite sticky. Let's take a quick break. We'll see you real soon.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, hello again. Thank you for coming back. Someone stole all our carved watermelons, so now I can't be crowned winner of this contest. We have to find these watermelons before someone, Mighty Mila, destroys them. We have to find these watermelons before someone, cough, cough, Mighty Mila, cough, destroys them.
Everyone, please settle down. This is your mayor speaking.
We want our watermelons back.
Yes, I know, Banana Stand Lady, but the watermelons are gone.
I bet it was Mighty Mila and her robot who took them.
Very good point, Ronald. But how did she take them?
Mighty Mila and Robozuki can transform into anything they want. They could have breezed their way into the tent, gathered all the watermelons, and taken them somewhere. But where?
Someone needs to find the watermelons. Can I count on you, Bobby Wonder, to save the day?
You bet.
With a little help from his favorite sidekick.
And the town's best inventor slash tinkerer, too.
And then also her favorite sidekick as well.
Gob, 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 sounds galore.
I really gotta fix Lenore.
Well, sounds like quite a lineup of citizens ready to help out. Find those watermelons and bring them back to the town square. Until then, the Great Watermelon Carving Contest is on pause.
Okay, Bobby, what's the plan?
I have it.
You do?
Of course. I'm Lucy Wow. I'm going to run back to my workshop. I just got an idea for a new invention that I think could help us locate the watermelons. Come on, Kapow.
You can always count on Lucy Wow's inventions to help.
Flubberdello.
That's right, Lenore. You're vital to this invention. Let's go.
Sounds good, Lucy. In the meantime, Grabstack and I will try to locate Mighty Mila. Finding her will point us in the direction of the watermelons.
Sounds like a plan.
Finally a plan? So, wait, I actually wasn't listening, though. So, like, what are we doing?
We're going to find Mighty Mila. Blast off!
As long as I don't get flattened by the watermelon this time!
Now, where could Mighty Mila be?
Maybe she went to get ice cream. She did say she needed it.
That must have been a diversion. She definitely was plotting her revenge, not just eating ice cream.
Oh, but look, there she is! Eating ice cream with Robozuki outside Monsieur Latrem's ice cream parlor. Ooh, looks like cookies and cream. Yum.
What? You're right. There she is. We must go question her.
Ah! Too fast, Bobby! Too fast! Okay, that crash was fine because I landed in this ice cream float. Mmm, it's good.
Fozzie Blabber, what are you doing here?
Where are the watermelons, Mighty Mila?
What are you talking about? I don't know. I was banned from participating, remember?
I remember. But then I also remember you flying off in a rage. You definitely stole them to get even, right?
Maybe I would have. But instead, Robozuki and I got ice cream. Getting ice cream is much better than getting revenge.
I don't believe you.
I do. Ice cream is so much tastier. And also, less work.
But if you didn't take the watermelons, who did?
What's that annoying beeping?
It's Lucy Wow, carrying some kind of beeping invention.
I was trying to enjoy my ice cream, but now all of you annoying people are here.
Lucy Wow, what's that?
It's my Seedster beeper. It tracks down watermelon seeds. I was able to fix up Lenore and use the watermelon seeds she ate as a power source. Now it beeps whenever watermelon seeds are nearby. And it's getting faster. Mighty Mila?
I promise I didn't do it.
She's right. The Seedster beeper is leading me this way into the pumpkin field.
The watermelons. They've all been scattered into this field of pumpkins.
Maybe the pumpkins got jealous we were carving watermelons instead of them.
Do pumpkins have consciences?
Good question. Let's not think about that.
No, someone must have thrown all the watermelons into this pumpkin field because they thought we wouldn't notice. But who?
It's not me, I promise.
Tick-tock, melon o'clock.
We have to get the watermelons back to the judging tent stat. But how?
I know. I can quickly throw the watermelons across the town using my super strength. Then you set up a bed sheet, and you can catch them as they come in.
Well thought out, Bobby. Come on, all. Let's go to the judging tent and catch watermelons as Bobby flings them.
I can help fling the watermelons, too. Let me just get on. Phew! Watermelons are quite big.
Here it goes.
Wait. I'm sitting atop this watermelon. Bobby! No!
Is that a watermelon? They've been found.
That's right. Someone hit them in a pumpkin field.
And it wasn't me.
What? How did you find them? I mean...
Ronald? You did this?
Ronald, why did you hide all the watermelons?
Okay, fine. After Mighty Mila caused chaos at the Banana Castle and stole Banana Stand Lady's secret recipe, Banana Stand Lady fired me. So I wanted my revenge on Mighty Mila.
How deliciously evil. If it wasn't me you were framing, I'd be giving you a high five.
After Mighty Mila threw a fit from not being able to participate, I thought I could place the blame on her and get her in trouble. But clearly that didn't work out.
It's hard work being as good a villain as me. Correct, Robozuki. You need a sidekick.
Okay. So, does anyone want to be my evil sidekick?
Ronald, you are disqualified from the Great Watermelon Carving Contest.
Ah, shucks.
That was the last of the watermelons. Did I miss anything?
You only missed that Ronald is the culprit and he tried to blame Madam Mailey because he was mad at her for getting him fired.
Oh, got it. Great. Mystery solved.
And now that all the watermelons are here, I shall make my judgments. Stand back, everyone. Many great selections. But this one is right out. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
What? It's a banana split. See?
No, I do not see. Moving on. Yes. Okay. I've made my decision. The winner is watermelon number 8.
That's me! I won!
Really? That? He barely even carved into it.
Something about it is speaking to me.
It's a circle.
It's called L'Art, and I am L'Artiste.
Congratulations, Grabstack. Well deserved.
And Mighty Milo, we're sorry for accusing you of something you didn't do. That wasn't right of us.
Oh, whatever. I wish I did do it. That would have been a lot of fun taking your watermelons and hiding them. Maybe next time.
Please, Mighty Milo, don't make there be a next time. Now, I think it's about time for a watermelon eating party, right?
Yay!
Another episode has come to a close, and it ended on a high note with me winning a contest. I am many things, but being an award-winning watermelon carver is something I never thought I'd add to my resume. But sure enough, it's going right at the top. I do feel bad we blamed Mighty Mila, but everything righted itself in the end. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can find more just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Time to drink some banana watermelon smoothies and celebrate the win. See you next time.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring.